You can always sing on the couch, can't you? And that is something that Astrid Jorgensen encouraged people to do. She's the founder of Pub Choir, and in fact, when the pandemic hit and parts of the country were in lockdown, Astrid connected strangers, helped ease the burden of isolation, and now she's been nominated for an ABC Brisbane Community Spirit Award. Morning, Astrid, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Beck. It's so nice to speak to you. What a beautiful conversation to have on a Monday morning.
You know why? Because, Astrid, I reckon you are the kind of person who, when it does rain in Brisbane, I imagine you are like Gene Kelly with, you know, flicking your brolly down and just singing and swinging off light poles.
Only choreography. That's what I'm doing wall to wall with my time at home.
Now, technically, Astrid, you started Couch Choir out of necessity because COVID tanked your business model.
Out of panic, yep.
Yes. Just explain how far and wide Couch Choir reached.
Well, look, since COVID kicked off, we would have sung with maybe nearly 30,000 people around the world. We've had every continent except Antarctica, so that's a bit disappointing. If you know anyone there, let them know. But look, we've sung like David Bowie songs, Mariah Carey, and in fact, she even tweeted about it. So that feels like a bit of a career peak when Mariah Carey notices your work. But it has ended up being so much bigger than I could have ever imagined. And, you know, it's not lost on me that it's been probably the most difficult time in live music's history ever. Mm. And so to have something that has survived and kind of thrived is really just so exciting for me and such an honour, you know, to be able to sing with so many people.
Mm. Mariah Carey's. And didn't you get a shout out from the Bee Gees as well?
I mean, yes. My mate, Bazza Gazza, Barry Gibb, made a little video and sent it through as well. So, you know, it's like, it's in this time where there's not a lot of synergy between singing and COVID, I would say, it feels really special that it's almost this little tiny opportunity to have connections with people we might never have had access to. But, you know, we're all online everywhere in the world. We're all kind of sitting at home trying to stay safe. So it has given us this opportunity to connect with some amazing people. So what a boon.
Yeah, what a boon and what a joy for not just this community, but as you say, all over the world, except Antarctica. I'm pretty sure we do know people in Antarctica, Astrid, so we'll get onto that for you. It's also pretty emotional watching the videos as you compile them because they're, you know, they're strangers from around the world, but there is something pretty remarkable about singing with other people. How, though, have you maintained your energy and enthusiasm when, to be brutally honest, you know, the rug has been ripped out from underneath you and your industry?
Yeah, look, it's been a really interesting, is the word I'll say on air, time. It has been kind of difficult to remain patient. I think that everyone I know in the arts industry has been so patient because at the end of the day, I think we all fundamentally believe that the arts are more than entertainment. It's more than a distraction for people. It actually helps heal us and connect us as human beings. And I think if you put your eggs in that basket and you decide that you're going to work in the arts, you believe in that and you know that and you hope that you can show that to people again, because I think the last 2 years have been really difficult for lots of people, for everyone, everywhere in the world. It's been a really weird time, and so holding on to this kind of belief in my heart that I've got something that can help, I think has kept me going. You know, it's always very validating to have thousands of people around the world join in, but at the heart of it, I'm like, I know that I'm putting something good into the world, even if it just is me and my mum and dad who submit a video. You know, it would be enough. I think that there's a lot of reward in being involved with the arts, and I have everything crossed that everyone who's listening to your show now and out in society also believes the same thing, because I think, you know, it benefits us all. I hope that there'll be an audience on the other side of this.
Yeah, there's got to be. Well, you know who'll be there? Keith Inganda, who's just messaged to say, I sang in the Couch Choir from Montreal. So you've got Keith.
What? Keith is texting you from Montreal. What's happening?
Well, I think Keith is in Inganda now, but he says, I sang on the... Well, actually, maybe he's still in Montreal, but originally from Gaynda. I'm not sure. We'll call him. Maybe he's in Antarctica. Maybe he can tick that final box for you. Astrid Jorgensen, who is one of the founders of Pub Choir, and she's been nominated for an ABC Brisbane Community Spirit Award. She's in the new category, the People's Choice Award, so you can vote for Astrid or check out some of the others. You're going to be meeting a whole load of brilliant people over the next 10 days or so on ABC Radio Brisbane. Astrid, part of your nomination also came as a result of a collaboration using Auslan. What happened there?
Yeah, well, something that has been remarkable to me is that through necessity and making Couch Choir because it was illegal to sing together with people in the room, it kind of unveiled how singing could have always been more inclusive. I think I had a choir as one thing in my mind, and then, as you say, as the rug was ripped out from under us, I thought, how can we still sing together? So Couch Choir has shown me how to make singing more inclusive, and then that kind of was the domino effect of me thinking of how can we include more people that we just haven't taken the time to consider might want to be part of this really exciting, nourishing community. And so I started taking Auslan courses. I was kind of thinking long-term in the future I'd love to include Auslan at our live shows for Pub Choir. And so I've been taking some courses. I would love to go all the way to have a diploma of interpreting for Auslan. And then I was approached by one of my teachers, and she just said, can I be involved? And I was like, oh, my God. The answer was right there in front of me. So we collaborated with Deaf Services Queensland. They put together some incredible resources. You might recognise Mikey, who does all of the press conference interpreting. He put together a translation. Anyone from home all around the world was invited to join in to sing or sign their way through John Farnham's You're the Voice. And we put it out for National Week of Deaf People, which was a couple of weeks ago. And I think actually that for me was like a watershed moment. I'm like, singing really is for everyone. You can use your hands, you can use your voice, you can just dance it out, but music belongs to us all, and it's so exciting to keep finding new little avenues to make that come true.
Brilliant. And see, Astrid, that's why you were one of the stars in the mix for the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. By the way, Keith says he was house-sitting in Montreal at the time he participated in Couch Choir, and he's also done Pub Choir in person and a few Couch Choirs from his home in Gaynda. So, you know, he's...
Oh, Keith, you're good. You're quick on the text.
He's a long-termer. Astrid, congratulations on the nomination, and here's to many more people and many more years of singing to come. Thanks for what you do in our community.
Oh, thanks for having a chat with me. What a life-affirming delight you always are. Thank you.
Astrid Jorgensen, co-founder of Pub Choir, entrepreneurial couch choir champion during this pandemic, and she's nominated for a Community Spirit Award. Over the next 2 weeks, you will hear from the 18 finalists across 5 categories in the Community Spirit Awards. For the first time, you can have your say in the People's Choice Award. So head to abc.net.au/community-spirit and you can make your vote count. Voting closes on Sunday, the 31st of October.